News Radio 560 KPQ.
This is The Agenda from News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
Good afternoon to you. Michael Knight sitting here in the studios of KPQ. Where did you expect me to be? I'm here every day at this time, right? Consider this today. Do you comply or are you a rebel? Are you an observer of each and every city ordinance and municipal code or law, whether written or unwritten? Or do you prefer to be insubordinate, recalcitrant, and extra legal? Now, the law may be written in stone, preferably marble, but even then, some of our fellow citizens cannot bring themselves to follow a few simple city laws. They have to be disobedient. They have to be out of tune with the symphony of society, of the previously agreed upon social legislation. They just can't get it together without rebelling. All the paperwork is intended to smooth our travels through municipal variables such as parks and sidewalks and cul-de-sacs and gathering places, the alleys of our city, the easements, the public wells, the rooftop observatories, maybe even the radio studios, and it goes without saying, tiny particle accelerators that are arranged around the city, socially designed, urban yurts, extra tent pegs, all the stuff that makes up our town. So make up your mind, citizen. Comply, concur, or if you insist, you can lead your ragged crew to mutiny and insurrection. We'll get every last one of you. Those are your choices, but before you decide your course of action, listen carefully, I say, to my very close friends now and our guest today, our very special guest, John Fairbanks and Lance Mers from the City of Wenatchee's Enforcement and Compliance Department. These guys mean business. Even though you have a wonderful job, you do deal with the people who can't handle life as we have all agreed upon it, right?
We do, Michael.
And if someone puts a couch or a sofa or a Barca lounger or a Lazy Boy in the alleyway hoping someone will take it away, who do you think takes it away?
Well, typically, it's the responsibility of the property owner that it's adjacent to. What we've been telling citizens is that if it's not their property, that they need to call the local authorities to file a police report so we can get a case number and take care of things that way.
So don't just call downtown and complain to the first person who answers the phone.
Right. Because if we go to that property and we see it there, then we're going to automatically assume that it's the property owner's responsibility and it's their belongings that are in the alley, and we're going to make them responsible for
it. Does it happen often?
Yes.
Once a day?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. We're approaching almost 900 cases this year for code enforcement.
Whoa.
And so, yeah, we see a lot of couches, tires, all sorts of things.
Well, what is some of the court enforcement violations that you deal with, 900 of them a year?
Well, we get a lot of garbage and debris. There's always mitigating circumstances. There could be, somebody's waiting for the next payday to make a dump run or something to that effect. So we like to interact with the property owners as much as we can to figure out what's going on. What's the best course of action that they can do, and how we can help them comply with the applicable Wenatchee City codes?
Do you guys write tickets?
We do.
Citations, I should call them.
Believe it or not, yes, we do. If the folks just aren't following those applicable codes, and we've given them numerous chances to clean up their property or whatever code it might be in violation of, then we do have the ability to actually write a civil infraction.
We know that there are problems with people discarding items into the streets or the alleyways of the town. What about something like just not mowing your lawn, like you got a 3-foot lawn? Is that a violation?
Yeah, it is.
Good.
So we do go out and make contact with people regarding overgrown vegetation. We give them a certain amount of time to take care of that, and if not, we do escalate that to the next phase of enforcement action.
How much are the citations for the most part?
So we actually, the first step is someone would go to the code enforcement board, and if it is heard by the code enforcement board, there's a $150 administrative fee. After that, they set a compliance date, And if it's not achieved by that date, then they are billed $100 a day for 30 days.
That might get their attention.
Right. But typically, most cases are solved prior to going to code enforcement board. We, Lance and I, enjoy about a 97% compliance rate for our violations. So
you must be convincing on the doorstep.
Well, we're convincing, but we also connect people with resources. If someone needs a voucher to help them get something dumped, we remind them, educate them that they do get 4 free dumps. If you have a waste management account in your name, it's not a rental property. So we connect people with resources and find different avenues because we're about solutions. We're not about citations.
Something funny about couches, the ones that get left behind, the ones that get ejected into society, are the ugly orange ones for some reason. They're just the god-awful worst colors. But what would it cost for me to dispose of it in a legal, sensible way, to hire a truck and to take it to a dump? Where would I go? I don't even know where the dump is.
So the city does have waste management has a transfer station at the south end, South Wenatchee Ave. I believe it's about 1340 South Wenatchee Ave, maybe. Not exact on the exact address.
It's down there. You'll find it.
Yeah, you'll see it. It's the big building that takes garbage. Like I say, everybody gets 4 free dumps with your waste management bill. And if there's someone that has some financial struggles or needs a little bit of help, we have a program where we can provide dump vouchers for people.
And 4 dumps a year, that's, for the most part, I would think solve most of the problems that we have with people throwing them into the alley.
A substantial amount.
There's a lot of stuff. Because what measures one dump?
It's basically a truckload full of it could be household garbage, it could be mattresses, it could be dressers.
Stuff.
Lazy Boy chairs, recliners, and then right next door to the waste management.
I hate to see a Lazy Boy go down like that. But
appliances.
Appliances
are another big thing. You know, refrigerators, washing machines, dryers, and typically this time of year during the holiday season, you know, somebody's getting a new washer and dryer and they set the old one outside.
No good.
So if you take it down to the recycle center that's adjacent to that waste management facility, they'll take that off of your hands free of charge.
Yeah, and that recycle center is a private business, just like waste management.
Right.
But I just want to remind folks that you are allowed to put out as much garbage you want with your weekly collection. The City of Wenatchee's contract allows for you to put out as much garbage as you want on your collection day.
Even if the guys have to get out of the truck?
It's got to be in a trash bag.
Ah, yeah. There you go.
Containerized somehow.
So they can pick it up remotely.
Right.
That's correct.
Because they don't want to have to get out and do all that stuff by hand.
And then primarily during the summertime, we're dealing with a lot of fire hazard issues. So weeds that can go up in flames very, very quickly. But now that we're turning into the wintertime, you know, we'd like to talk about snow removal.
Well, we're going
to
get to that right now because you think snowing is something everybody's so used to, they would know how to act. They want to clean their driveway. They want to clean their walk, clear it, I should say. But what do they have to do? What does the compliance code say?
So, Michael, what we're concerned about is safety of all of our people that walk on our sidewalks. And so in the residential zone and throughout the city, what the code requires is that your sidewalk be cleared after 24 hours after the last snow event.
So you're required to clear it?
Correct.
In a certain way?
Correct. In the residential zone, it's required that you have a 3-foot clearance, so clear a path 3-foot wide. It varies for the commercial and business districts. In the downtown core, you have to do the full width of the sidewalk and 5 feet in the other commercial areas of the city.
5 feet, so that includes the walk, the drive, and access to the building?
Right, so where the pedestrians would go. So if you have a curb cut for a driveway, that would need to be cleared as well. But not, we don't have a code that requires someone to clear their parking lots. That's up to the individual property owner.
Well, what mistake do most people make when they're dealing with their own snow?
A lot of the mistakes that they're making is throwing the snow into the roadway.
That's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable, and that's a lot of the stuff that we get as a kickback. Well, you know, you're making me shovel my sidewalk, and I can't throw it in the snow. Where else can I throw it? Well, if you've got a yard, throw it into the yard, or if you've got a planter strip, you can throw it in the planter strip as well. And the reason why we don't necessarily want folks to throw the snow into the yard is because the city of Wenatchee has to store that snow somewhere, and the more accumulation of that snow, it's got to be stored somewhere. So it's going to cost the city more money to actually pick that snow up as opposed to, everybody doing their due diligence and taking their snow and shoveling it into their driveways or in their yards.
By the time we get to midwinter, we've had a couple snow events, and the berms are up in the city. Where did the snow go? How does it get stored? How does it get collected?
So, like on our one-ways and that, the public works crews do a great job, and they have to go out, and they actually collect it in a dump truck. We have a decant facility where all the snow is taken to, and it's over the course of the spring, it melts off, and we capture all the different debris that is in the snow from the roadway.
There's the whole world in there, right?
Right. I mean, you find driver's license, credit cards, cell phones. There's all sorts of things that are in there. Years and years ago, it was actually dumped into the Columbia River, but that practice stopped because of the environment. So
we thought it was clean snow, so what was the harm? And
right.
Then, of course, it wasn't clean snow, and
right.
that was the harm itself.
Right.
In fact, God knows what's in that snow if you're finding all that stuff in there.
Right. It's unusual and kind of fun to see what they find there in the springtime.
Now, when the guys come to lower the berms and put the snow in the truck, are they doing that? Hand shovels?
No. They
backhoes?
So typically, they're not going to come take care of the berms in the residential areas. It's
right.
Our main thoroughfares, Chelan, Mission, Wenatchee Ave. Where we have those berms build up, they clear it out for safety of the drivers.
Go ahead.
We like to use a common sense approach, too, because if, you know, after it snows and there's another snowstorm coming in, you know, we're not going to be right out back out there, you know, as soon as the snow stops falling. We're going to give that 24 hours, and we actually watch the weather pretty well. So we'll use that common sense approach. So there might be a half a day where it doesn't snow. We're not going to go out there to say, hey, you need to shovel your sidewalk. So we're going to wait until the storm passes, and then once the 24 hours after that, then we'll start coming out. And it's mostly those arterial areas where there's a lot of kids walking, and, you know, the most concurrent high volume of pedestrian traffic in the area.
One of the things I hate the most is when everybody walks through an area, it gets trampled down, but it doesn't just dissipate. It just freezes the night before, and you got those little icy bumps. Oh boy!
Well, we've got measures for that as well. As you know, residents should be throwing down some sort of de-icer or something like that to help alleviate that buildup of ice.
There you go.
Yeah.
So of all the laws or city ordinances that have to be complied with, which ones are the people least likely to comply within a year? Which is the one they violate all the time? And you say, are you kidding me? What are you people doing?
Typically, it's the garbage and debris. People accumulate a lot of things in their property, on their property. And, you know, what is one person's garbage and debris is their treasures. And so,
But you're right.
Exactly. And, so, you know, I mean, we're not telling you have to get rid of it. It just needs to be taken care of and maybe taken out of public view into a storage shed or something like that. But if it's something that's a rodent attraction, that's what we want to clean up and help the city with the rodent attraction.
You're just
problems.
Thinking of the phrase out of sight, out of mind. I guess that happens to you every day, right?
Correct. And it's basically just public view.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they get this panic, you know. They have an ugly orange chair that they've been trying to get rid of for 20 years, and they finally just say, I'm going to put it in the alley. The fairies will take it away in the night.
Right, and it doesn't make it okay just to put a free sign on it and think you can leave it there for a month.
And it's free because you don't want it.
Right, exactly.
Nobody wants it.
Past its useful life.
That's right.
Well, a lot of the complaints that come in, too, you know, when we talk to the citizens, one of the first questions we'll ask is, did you talk to your neighbor about this? You know, and that's kind of one of the
And the answer is?
A lot of times it's no, but that's kind of what we'd like to do is try to get the neighborhood and the neighbors to interact with each other and help each other out.
So they say send Fairbanks and MERS over here to you know, give them a stern talking to so
yeah,
I can watch through the blinds.
They just say send the city guys.
That's right.
It does happen a lot. And there's a lot of times where we go out there and it's a civil matter between neighbors. You know, but if there are violations in that area, we're not going to pick on just one, and we're not picking on anybody by any means, But what we're going to do is we're going to see if there's a violation there, and then we're going to look around and we're going to say, okay, there's a violation here, there's a violation here, and there's a violation here. So when I go and knock on your doorstep and you have a violation, you can't look at me and say, well, what about Joe across the street?
We'll get to that later. First, let's talk about you, right?
Well, yeah. Exactly. But and that's kind of the way that there, our approach is, and we're not demeaning in any form, and we're here to protect the values of the properties that are in the city limits of Wenatchee. We want tourism to come in, and we want the city to be clean, and that's what we need to do is, as all residents of the city of Wenatchee.
In fact, that idea about, well, what about them? That would be an applicable. There's a meth lab across the street, so I started making meth myself. Why? Well, what about them? They were making it. Everyone in this neighborhood seems to be up to it. That was a ridiculous example. John Fairbanks and Lance Mers are my guests. They're with the city of Wenatchee. They're part of the enforcement and compliance. If you want a clean city, you should be thanking them on your hands and knees. Send candy. Send a bottle of champagne to these guys because they're the ones who keep the city clean. We'll be back to talk more about their jobs and what you can do to help them right after these words on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Spread your wings and see the world through travel detective Peter Greenberg's eyes. Saturday, 7 p.m. on News Radio 560.
People bring you back. Jerry's Auto Supply.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
At 12:35, let me introduce you to my very special guests. John Fairbanks and Lance Mers are here. They're from the city of Wenatchee, from the Compliance and the Code Department. There's probably a lot of ordinances and a lot of compliance codes and a lot of things to be careful about and to be in line. But are there new ones? Did they ever have a new one? Oh, John, here's a new law that we want you to enforce.
Yeah, so the codes are always changing as cities find out what does work, what doesn't work. And so there are some amendments to codes. For instance, the fence code in commercial districts, you know, when something comes up, changes are made to address that. So as far as code enforcement, We learn things from each case, and if a change is needed, if we see a problem that isn't addressed correctly by a code or there's a loophole in it, we're going to take a look at that and make an amendment or do a whole code change on something.
Of all the codes that you have to enforce and be mindful of, which is the one that the good citizens of Wenatchee seem to break every day, which is the one they can't quite get the hang of?
I'd say garbage. You know, there's a lot of folks that have the belief that it's their property, they're paying for it, so they can do whatever they want with it.
That's an idea that's not going to hold up under scrutiny.
It really is, you know. So, you know, what we're trying to do is make sure that we have a nice and neat, clean, orderly appearance throughout the neighborhood. You know, so if there's one particular house that has a lot of garbage and debris, then we're going to identify that, and then we're going to work with those folks to ensure that the neighborhood stays clean and protects those property values at the same time.
Sometimes it's someone who's elderly and probably can't take care of themselves or their yard like they once did, but other times it's just, what, neglect? Or what's the word that you would use?
Well, a lot of folks are working. You know, unfortunately, we live in a society where both mom and dad have to work.
They
have to work countless hours just to make ends meet. So a lot of times when they come home after working a 12 to 14 hour day, the last thing that they want to do is pick up their or mow their yard or pick some weeds or what have you. You know, as far as the elderly and the disabled, we do have programs to where we can help those folks, you know, to maintain their property as well.
How do you help?
John and I will go out to that property and we'll make sure that those folks are properly vetted. Okay, so if I walk up to a door and they say that I'm disabled, well, you're going to have to show me that you have some sort of a disability.
Let's establish this.
Right. We don't want folks to jeopardize the programs that we have in place to actually help the people that do need it.
Right.
You know, so
Right. And so what we'll do is once we realize someone needs a little bit of help, we'll try to connect them with a community organization that is out there that has volunteers available. And a lot of times they'll come out and take care of it quickly and remove the violation that's on the property. And that's all we want. We're not here to beat up on people. We're not here to do, you know, citation therapy on people and issue citations. We're just trying to connect people, figure out a way to bring them into compliance and make everybody happy that's around, because typically it's coming from someone as a complainant.
Sure.
Calling in.
What about volunteers? Does anybody help you? You guys could probably use a hand.
Well, we do have a volunteer program, you know, just kind of set that up for our snow removal. If folks want to help volunteer for helping the disabled and the elderly, they can call the city hall and get placed on a list. And then if something comes up, then that person is provided that list and they can make a phone call and hopefully take care of that situation.
So someone who tells the city or you or somehow notifies it that they are no longer able to shovel their own snow but would like to have it removed, a volunteer might be the one to do it?
That's correct, yes.
And to be a volunteer, how do you proceed for someone who just can't shovel enough snow?
Call the city hall and talk to Anna. She just got married, so I can't remember her last name.
Tammy and Anna in the mayor's office, they are points of contact for the volunteer snow removal program.
That's Anna, whose real name is Anna Grizel?
Correct.
Ah, yeah, gotcha. All right. She just got married?
Yes. Right.
Oh, well, congratulations, Anna. I didn't know.
Yeah. And then Tammy Stanger, who works in the mayor's office as well, they are the points of contact for signing up to volunteer.
And that would be nice. So you, but if you volunteer, you're going to be hauling garbage, shoveling snow, or maybe something along those lines?
This is just for the snow.
Just snow only.
Snow season, correct.
Okay. Well, when snow season comes, does that change your work completely? Does that change the scope of your work entirely?
For the most part, yes. We're out there. You know, we're out there in the elements, and we're knocking on doors, and we're just kind of making folks aware that, hey, we really need you to take care of this sidewalk. You know, we don't want to see kids walking in the roadway, which actually happened last winter. You know, the kids were walking in the roadway because the sidewalk was too slick. You know, that causes a problem. You know, we've all got kids, so we don't want to see any of our kids getting hit.
Plus, on the way to school, when they have their hoods up, they can't see. They have no peripheral vision. They're not hearing. They're listening to their own music.
None whatsoever. So, and just a rule of caution is if you live close to a school or reside there, those are the areas that we're going to focus on first, just because we want to make sure that those kids are getting to school safely.
And plus, it's two things. One, the snow should be removed for easy passage. It's the law, so we want to comply. But other than that, make sure that you put the snow in the right place. Otherwise, you're taking one problem and dumping it in the street and creating a completely different problem. And it's going to get dumped right back, and no one's going to be able to park in front of your house. When you throw it in the street, then there's no parking.
That's correct. And, you know, the city of Wenatchee is a sidewalk-friendly city. I see you walking around all the time.
That's me.
You know, so there's a lot of folks that use our sidewalks, and we want to make sure that we can continue to do that throughout all of the seasons.
That's why I complain about the businesses up on Chelan and Mission.
Right. Then after we take care of the school zone areas and that, we focus on the business core, the one-ways, the Wenatchee Ave, and getting those cleared. And typically, you know, down on Wenatchee Ave, they do a pretty good job because there is so much pedestrian traffic, and they probably voice their concerns to those businesses. But if you're out and about and you do not see that the sidewalk has been cleared and you want to let us know about it, we can we have a code enforcement hotline that can be called. There's also a Go Request phone app that is fantastic because it GPSs the location. You can photograph it, and that goes right to us.
There you go. That's a great idea. When we come back, I want to talk about something that sometimes hides under the snow. It's called ice, and we'll find out what your legal responsibility is about ice when we come back right after this. It's at 1244 News Radio 560 KPQ. We're talking with John Fairbanks and Lance Mers, the City of Wenatchee's Enforcement and Compliance Crew.
You're
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Take it, you bake it.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
At 12:48, we welcome you to the show. Come on by. Take a seat. Listen, we're talking with John Fairbanks and Lance Merz. They're with the city of Wenatchee in the code enforcement and compliance area. And just like every huge story always has tentacles to go out and affect people when you least expect it, John Fairbanks is talking about how many brothers? Three brothers all in Paradise, California?
Right. I have three brothers that live there, and they all made it out safe.
Just barely?
Yeah, it was close. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful town. I'm sorry for your family's loss. I hope they get it together.
Yeah. It'll all work out.
I know how crushing and destructive that is.
Well, it'll take a long time for that town to get rebuilt.
I don't know what they're going to do about beautiful Paradise. Well, to get back to our subject of compliance and control here in the city of Wenatchee, underneath the snow is ice. And people will say, well, I shoveled the snow. The snow's gone.
Right.
You said shovel the snow, and I did.
Right. And we're not just concerned about the snow. We're concerned about the safe passage of the sidewalk, which if it's icy, we do require that sidewalk be cleared. So whether it's chipping it away, which sometimes happens, or using an agent, a chemical, ice snow removal, ice melt, something to get that sidewalk clear. And that's, you know, the sidewalks have to remain clear and safe all throughout the year. So, you know, if your sidewalk is covered in weeds and leaves and all that, that does need to be taken care of.
Well, this is the fall. A lot of trees are still dropping their leaves all over the place. If you've seen Memorial Park, you know, those trees are dropping those yellow leaves everywhere.
And just like snow, we don't want you blowing those leaves out into the street because it clogs our storm drains, and then we get, you know, flooding and that type of thing. So you need to capture those leaves and put them out with your garbage, because you can put out as much as you'd like.
But it must be in a bag.
Right.
We don't want those leaves escaping after you went to all the trouble to put them in a bag.
Right.
And those, so leaves are your responsibility. How you dispose of them or collect them is your responsibility. Clearing the snow is your responsibility, and clearing the ice underneath it is your responsibility.
And so is the ice melt.
Now,
the city's not going to provide the ice melt for you.
You got to go down to Stans or someplace and figure it out.
Right.
You know that it's possible. Learn about chemicals. The wonderful world of chemicals are about to visit your lawn and your sidewalk.
But the sooner you clear that snow, the less likelihood you're going to have the ice buildup. So that's why it's important to get out there as soon as you can.
What about trees? Whether you plant a nice tree in the front yard, do you think it's going to be an apple tree?
So,
it turns out
believe
to be
it or not, Mike, we've got some Wenatchee City codes that have minimum height requirements over the sidewalks and the streets. So the minimum height requirements over a sidewalk is actually 10 feet. And then you have shrubs that are, you know, that protrude out into the sidewalk that impede the flow of pedestrian traffic. Those have to be trimmed back to the backside of the sidewalk. The trees need to be trimmed to, you know, 10 feet of a minimum height clearance. And then for the streets, we've got a lot of big trucks that are going through those streets. So the 16-foot height minimum requirement is also applicable.
What about the idea of I want to plant a tree in that spot, whatever it's called, the
planter strip?
The planter strip, yeah. Is that yours or is that mine?
Well, it's yours. And you got to take into consideration, you know, the roots that are going to grow as a result of that tree. If it damages the street or if it damages the sidewalk, it's still your responsibility.
So I planted the tree thinking it was going to beautify lovely Wenatchee town, and now suddenly I have to fix the sidewalk, and it's my own damn fault because I didn't check on the roots.
That's correct. Now, if you want to plant a tree, you also need to take a look at the Wenatchee City Code, too, because there's certain trees that you can't plant.
Like what?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
But there's a list. You just can't plant what you want.
You're right. Right.
And you know, I don't want it to sound like we're out there just pouncing on everything you do on your property. But, it boils down to safety and making sure that pedestrians are seen, vehicles can get through, pedestrians can pass. Because you may be able to go through there, but think, you know, there could be a person in a wheelchair. So that's why we have the widths.
Sure.
That are required. And just because it's snow doesn't mean they don't have to go. So, That's you know, that's why we want the safe passage of all of our sidewalks, you know, throughout the year.
Are all these rules and regulations available online so someone can actually read what they're responsible for?
They are. You can go to the City of Wenatchee website at www.wenatchee.gov.com.
Just Google enforcement.
Yeah, WenatcheeWA.gov. And there's a link on there that will give you all this information we're providing.
So you don't have to go darkly into that night, but don't buy the wrong tree and plant it just out of spite. Don't be, because you'll be regretting that one for a while.
And Michael, they can always call us. We're happy to help.
Happy to help. Did you hear that? John Fairbanks and Lance Mers. Thanks for doing all the work you do for the city of Wenatchee and for our beautiful town. Enforcement and compliance, because we've tried it. We tried living without laws a while ago and it just didn't work out that well.
Right.
So now we have some. Thanks guys for being here and have a safe winter.
All right. Thank you,
Michael.